And now the game where we ask interesting people about completely uninteresting things. Steve Martin is, among other things, a comedian, a playwright, an author, an art collector, an actor, a Grammy-winning banjo player, a composer, and I've just run out of time. So we'll leave it there and say, Steve Martin, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell.
Thank you very much. Great to have you. Nice to see you.
So, you do all these things.
Ish.
Ish?
Yeah.
Ish. Yeah. And, I mean, is it that you just get bored or you're just unhappy? You keep moving on?
I'm doing essentially one thing.
Yeah.
Which is writing.
Right.
And it translates into performing and writing.
More.
Yeah. And it's all kind of one aspect of being in show business, I guess, which I've always loved,
right.
The show business and performing. And in order to do that, I started writing my own things. And I always wrote comedy for television when I first started. That was my first real professional job, although I started as a stand-up comedian and banjo player, actually.
Well, yeah, this is interesting. The banjo is a big thing for you right now. You were touring with your band, and now you have a new album with Edie Brickell, Songs You Wrote.
And that album is out now.
Yeah, we love it. We've been listening to it for
days. It's an amazing coincidence that I'm here talking about it.
I know. Well, it's so lucky that you happen to be on this show that we can actually bring it up.
Total coincidence.
So what was it like?
I saw the lights on in the theater.
Came in.
My 10-year-old, who's got quite a lot of musical ability, said to me, he says, Dad, I want to learn how to play the banjo, listening to your new record.
Oh, so, that's very nice.
Well, I'll give you...
Are there people in the banjo world, I mean the bluegrass music world, who don't know you except as a banjo player? They're like, yeah, that Martin guy, he's okay.
I doubt.
Yeah. That. Conversely, does it bother you when people who know you from your films or your plays or your books expect you to be funny when you're playing the banjo?
No, because, you know, when I travel around and do shows with the Steep Canyon Rangers,
yeah,
I always make sure there's a healthy dose of comedy, and I really like it.
Really?
I
do
really
that?
You like out, doing
you,
it.
You give some comedy to the people who want you to be funny?
Absolutely. What
really?
Would I do? Turn my back and say, just now be quiet, I'm going to play.
Do you know any good banjo jokes? Because the banjo has inspired many of
them. I stay away from them because,
really?
You know, the banjo has suffered.
It has.
Yeah.
And not like the ukulele.
I think of it as a very sophisticated emotional instrument. And it's just now recovering from hee-haw.
A lot of people who are comedians were always funny. Like Paula, right? You were always cracking jokes in high school and earlier, right?
Well, yeah, but whether or not it was funny depended on who was in the room.
So were you one of those kids who was always trying to be funny and crack up the classroom?
I don't know. I wanted to be funny. I know what you mean, Paula. It's like, you know, when you're a kid, you're just stupid. You know, you're acting silly, but fortunately, your classmates are equally stupid. So I wouldn't call it sophisticated.
Right. You've done a lot of other things. One thing you've done is you've hosted the Oscars 3 times, right?
Yes.
Twice
three
by yourself,
times.
Once with Alan Belton,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And every
two and
year,
a half then.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
Every year, they seem to be trying somebody new recently, and every year they're like, oh, that wasn't very good. People seem unhappy. But you
well, that's
it,
what
well.
They say, even if it was good.
Really?
Yeah.
So it does seem like a job that you can't, according to public opinion, do well.
I don't know that that's really true. I think, you know, you can say, for example, you host a show and let's say it goes over well.
Yeah.
And the next year they go, after last year's disaster.
Really?
Yeah, it can be that. You don't know what I found that the critics will remember what they need for that year's commentary.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Right. Really, it's just needing to feed them off.
Do I sound bitter?
You know, when all those Hollywood people are gathered together, though, and the camera does that sort of vast shot looking out at them, and they're all lit, don't you find it hard to get past all of that plastic surgery in one place? I mean, it just cries out. To me, it's like looking at a large group of big birds flying into a strong wind.
Well, you know, I looked... There's a famous Johnny Carson joke, and I think it was from the 80s. And his joke was, so many new faces in the audience, you know, new faces on the old faces, there something like that. I really disrespected Johnny just now by quoting it so badly. But this
no, it's like you channeled him. It's like he was here, honestly.
Really?
They all...
Was that a direct quote, Steve? Because that was unbelievable.
I think...
What was it again? So many new faces on the old faces.
I just kind of brought Johnny back to life. What I'm trying to do is damage Johnny's reputation.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a critic.
Yeah.
It's also the same teeth. Everybody has the same teeth now. I don't know how all of these celebrities are going to be identified later. Because they all have the same smile.
That's true.
There'll be just a big Hollywood mass grave, except for David Letterman and Lauren Hutton.
Yes.
All right, Steve Martin, we've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
We are two boring and mundane guys.
We all watch you. Saturday Night Live in the 70s and 80s, you were known as for being a wild and crazy guy, so we're going to ask you about the most boring and dull guys we could find, the speakers at London's boring conference. We read about it in the Wall Street Journal. Get two questions right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, the sound of Carl yawning on their voicemail. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Carl, who is Steve Martin playing for?
Steve is playing for Alton Morris of Cache, Oklahoma.
Who might well be out there
watching.
Wait a
minute. I know him.
Oh.
Oh, this is awful.
Well, we'll have to go with it and see what the FCC says.
Okay.
Here we go. First question. One of the big hits at Boring 2010 was which of these sessions? A, like listening to paint dry, in which a speaker read off the names of all 415 colors in a paint catalog in alphabetical order. B, but not so fluffy, in which a speaker showed pictures of everyday objects that look like clouds if you squint. Or C, sit right here a minute, in which conference goers went to a nearby store with the speaker's girlfriend while she tried on clothes.
Can you repeat my introduction?
Yes. Let me roll back here. And now is the game where interesting people...
So we have...
Yes.
Paint chips.
You have somebody who read off all the names of colors from a paint catalog in alphabetical order.
Okay.
You had someone who showed slides of things that he thought, if they were blurry, looked like clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a group going over to sit with the speaker's girlfriend while she tried on clothes.
Who am I playing for?
Alton Morris of Cache, Oklahoma.
Mm. But he's not playing for Cache.
No, he's playing for Alton, who lives in Cache.
Well, I assume it's NPR. I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A, like listening to paint dry? You're correct. Very good.
Oh, you know,
I bet that would be relaxing, actually,
the to speaker,
listen to all the colors.
The speaker began the talk by saying, brace yourself for 5 piping hot minutes of inertia. Despite the name of the boring conference, there was a lot of variety there. A man named Ed Ross held which of these? A, a milk tasting, comparing 5 different milks on their flavor, finish, and ideal food pairing. B, a self-explanatory show called Things I Found in the Bottom of My Bag at the End of the Day. Or C, a Lincoln Douglas-style debate about which actor was the better Darren on the old TV show.
York.
Yes, I rise to defend Dick York.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I think it's clear I didn't come here to lose.
No. Your businesslike demeanor has been very...
You're a natural at this.
I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A, and he gets it right. All right, let's see if you can be perfect. Here's your last question. A speaker named Peter Fletcher worked for 3 years on his talk. Was it A, quote, what happens to a pencil if you suck on it for 3 whole years without biting it? B, a display of 3 years' worth of photographs of the contents of his refrigerator? Or C, an in-depth documentation of the 2,267 times he had sneezed over a 3-year period?
I'm going to go... with B.
You're going to go with B, the contents of his refrigerator. I'm afraid it was actually C.
Oh.
It was a time. He documented the 2,267 times he'd sneezed. He even documented the time he sneezed while he was documenting a sneeze. Carl, how did Steve Martin do in our game?
Steve had two correct answers, Peter, and that's good enough to win for Alton Morris.
Well done! Steve Martin's new album with Edie Brickell is Love Has Come For You. Steve Martin, what a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Steve Martin, thank you.
Who are you going to take to the show?